Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mbumuntweni, my family, bringing us to this moment. 29 minutes after 6 is your time. I really do pray this morning for the grace of time. Dada Usandile Swana is standing by on the line this morning to take us through the teaching. And the headline topic is looking at fatherhood, the importance of fatherhood. And we have been looking at the divine enablement of God towards fatherhood. Dr. Sandile Swana is a governance specialist. He's a true teacher at heart. Please, can I just say that for myself? He's a social and media commentator. You may have seen him commentating on very serious political and social issues around the country. And of course, he joins us this morning on the line. Dada, good morning and thank you again for your time.
Good morning to you, Ayanda, and to your listeners.
Dada Wethu, last week, you know, we hijacked you with a lot of questions, you know, that we really, really wanted you to answer, you know. I think we touched on a little bit on the issue of divine empowerment and enablement towards fatherhood. Yes, Dada, and Galanje, for the sake perhaps of those, you know, who may be joining us today for the very first time, if we could maybe just summarize the past month, because we have been doing this for the past month, just summarize, number one, kutheni lento, you know, sine burden enzima olhlobo about teaching otata. And I think the part that I'd like us to emphasize is that this time around, the focal point is for us to cultivate otata. Yes, we know that fatherlessness is a problem that has lasting generational effects on those who suffer, who are victims of fatherlessness. But also, maybe now it's the time for us to enact the solution. And the solution is to teach otata, remind them that ubangu tata kuyintoni na, and to remind them that only they have the responsibility of becoming fathers. We can't be fathers, single mama. No matter funa kanga kana nina. If you can just give us that summary data before you cross over to today's teaching.
Indeed. First of all, it is interesting to me that when Jesus taught us to pray, he did not teach us to pray and say to the Holy Spirit or to Jesus. He said, Our Father in heaven.
Hallelujah.
So when you are talking about the need, there is a certain need that you have. That need is to go to your source, which is the Father, and ask for continuing support. Now, the Bible says all fatherhood derives its title from God the Father.
Sure.
So if I say I am the Father, there is a Father in heaven, I am the Father on earth. And I am empowered and authorized by the Father in heaven to be a father like
here
him
on earth. Yo.
So people talk a lot and say, I was raised by a single mother. Others say, I am a single parent. Which means somewhere along the line, everybody recognizes that there must be a father somewhere in this whole thing. And when the father is missing, people bear burdens they should not bear. They were not constructed to bear. You cannot put the weight of the building on the window. The weight of the building must sit on the foundation. So the father is the foundation of the family. He is not the roof of the family. He is the foundation. And everybody stands and stands tall on the father. God entrusted Abraham and said, I have chosen him because I can trust him, that he will command his children to live according to my commandment, to be imitators of God, to be people of faith. So the Bible tells us that we must be trainers as fathers, but the word to train also means to point the direction, like you point an arrow. So your children are like arrows in your hand. and you point them in the direction that they need to be shot. So that direction and that decision-making that needs to happen in the life of children, that mentorship and training is the duty of the father. And a child who has been mentored by their father from infancy, that you think doesn't understand anything, an infant knows and responds differently from the calls of the father. And a child who has been brought up by their father is more confident in pioneering and starting new things. They don't fear risk to the extent that a child who has not had the confidence or the comfort of their father. So, the burden here is this one. The burden is that every man who exists must know that naturally they have the capability to be a father. For instance, Paul did not even have his own biological children. He was not even married. But he says, Timothy, my son, Titus, my son, out of investment, he says to the church in Corinth, you may have many teachers, but you only have one father. I am your father, and I became your father when I introduced you to the gospel of Christ, and I initiated and pioneered the gospel of Christ in you. So a father is a pioneer. A spiritual pioneer who starts things that need to be started according to the will of God. So that would be that. And the teaching then is that to remove the fear from people is to understand that God will not call you and not empower you to fulfill any calling, including the calling of a father.
Right, Dad. So how then does the Lord empower, or what do the fathers, or rather do we all need to know about the manner in which God empowers Odada?
Right. So that is now the subject that I want to start touching on today. So as a father, you must know for sure that you are loved by God. And that you are the target of his many favors that ordinarily you would not qualify for. There are blessings that target you specifically because you are in Christ and Christ is in you and you are loved by God as a child of God yourself and you are a brother of Christ. In that love, God is willing and able to do for you more than you can dare to ask or even imagine. God is ready to flood you with all blessings and help. Now, you need to be conscious of this first. Before you get it, you must be conscious of it. In that love, the word blessing means empowered to succeed and excel. So when you are blessed, you are empowered to excel, to go beyond average. But also, you are loved. Once you are loved by God, you must love your wife, your children, and grandchildren with the same love that God has loved
you.
Now, listen to this now. Because everything we teach here must be based on Scripture. Ephesians 1:3 says this. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Now, this verse says we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. There is no blessing that God kept in reserve when it came to bless us. He made the blessing available. But blessed as you are, you must tap into the blessing.
Amen.
So, I often get asked, my father asks me this question quite often, because he has three sons. He will ask me, Sandile, what is it that this son learned that this one didn't learn? Because we are all here, I was teaching all of you the same thing. So, So things, blessings of God can be available, but the people who benefit from the blessings of God are the ones who tap into the blessings of
God.
So, all the duties of training, mentoring, nurturing, nourishing, and teaching that you as a father must provide are accompanied by promises of God to bless you and to help you.
Right.
All of these promises are kept and fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Now, listen to this. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For as many as are the promises of God, in Christ they are all yes. They are all answered, amen. So through him, we say our amen to the glory of God. For as many, the Bible says, no matter how many the promises of God are, in Jesus Christ, they are yes and amen. So if God says he will make you a good father, he will make you a good provider, then you need to know that that promise God is going to fulfill. It starts with you knowing first. You must be aware that this facility is there. So if you are sitting in the car and you are feeling cold, the heater might be there, but if you don't know that there's a heater,
you won't switch it on.
You don't know how to turn on the heater. You will freeze to death. So the promises of God are abundant to every father. And you need to pursue God for those blessings, for those promises of God, and get them. The blessings of God have many clear favorable consequences stated in the Bible. The blessings of God are not neutral. They have a distinct effect, and you and I must know them and ask for them. Let us look at one of the men of God in the Bible. 1 Chronicles 26:4-6
1 Chronicles 26:4-6
Okay. We're talking about Obed-Edom here. The sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah the oldest, Jehozabad the second, Jehoah the third, Bakar the fourth, Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Chulitai the eighth. There were eight sons. Now it says here, God had richly blessed Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom's son, Shemaiah, the firstborn, had sons with great ability who earned positions of great authority in the clan. Now what happened here is that when God blesses you, not only do your children become powerful, but your grandchildren become mighty upon the earth. So you must seek these blessings of God. God can bless you with many children and grandchildren who are also fruitful and mighty citizens on earth. Children who add value to human society. Now, it says in Psalm 112:1-3, it's the same concept, I'm just emphasizing, I'm not changing the concept. Psalm 112:1-3, praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his command. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Now, your job as a father, the Bible says, blessed are those who fear the Lord. Right? Which means now, when you fear the Lord, it means what do you have? You have wisdom. Isn't it?
Sure.
What is the beginning of wisdom? The beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord. Who find great delight in his commands. God said, this is your wisdom. And you are talking about the word of God. The word of God is your wisdom. So, when you embrace the word of God and you live according to the word of God, we're not talking about the holier than Jesus approach here. Their children will be mighty in the land. their generation, the generation of the upright will be blessed. In other words, the descendants, because you live according to the principles of the word of God, your children will be mighty in the land. They will not be underdogs in the land. Mm. On top of that, it says, wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Now, I study after Jewish rabbis. And you listen to them what they teach the Jews.
Mm.
And when you look on the earth, there is no nation as a group, no matter how small they are. Person to person, they are the most well-educated.
Absolutely.
They are the wealthiest. Mm. They are the most well-knit. In other words, every Jew is tied up to another Jew. And that tying up to each other is about helping each other to succeed under all conditions. Now, these are people who are living under the word of God, which is available to you and me.
Mm.
And then we are superficial in our approach to the word of God, you and I. Because we do not understand that the word of God is there for our empowerment and our success, the success of our marriages, the success of our children, the success of our grandchildren, the success of our great-grandchildren. And because they've been able to use and they've become experts in the world of in the word of God, the Jews, they will then tell you that there's no need, they don't have to worry to look for something else. Because the thing that empowers them is the word of God. It is already there. And it has been proved over thousands and thousands of years to work.
Sure.
Under the greatest adversity, it has worked. But now listen to this. The new covenant, which is the New Testament of Christians, is built on even better promises than the Old Testament of the Jews. We need to tap into it.
Sure, Dad.
Now, let me take one more example for you. Furthermore, it is part of our Abrahamic heritage of faith to be blessed with all kinds of earthly resources.
Amen.
To cater more fully for all of our children and grandchildren. Genesis 26:12-14. When Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted, for the Lord blessed him. He became very rich. A very rich man, and his wealth continued to grow. He acquired so many flocks of sheep and goats, heads of cattle and servants, that the Philistines became envious of him. They became jealous of him. So the Bible said it was because the Lord blessed him. Remember that it's like when you are washing clothes and there's a stain in the clothes. When you put that the bleach. Because you put bleach in the water, it removes the stain, isn't it? Similarly, when God introduces his blessing into your life, there is going to be an effect there. And one of the effects of blessing is that you grow rich. In other words, the work of your hand produces extraordinary results.
Right.
Above average results, because you are blessed. We must never overlook the fact that as God calls us to be fathers, he also blesses us and empowers us to succeed in that mission. Isaac grew rich over time, not overnight, a steady and progressive path of success and wealth. Now, when you talk about these verses, a lot of Christians want to shut their ears because a lot of them have been taught by all people who don't know God, people who don't want to know God, that we must put through our families, our children and grandchildren, through hardship, through unnecessary suffering. When all you need to do is to pray that God bless the work of my hands, God fill my mind with witty inventions, with creative and dynamic ideas, made me like Joseph, who knew what to do to prevent the famine. Make me like Daniel, in whose work there were no faults. Mm. You can pray that prayer and become excellent, and your children will prosper. And you will prosper in your fatherhood. God also never allows us to be tempted beyond what we can overcome.
That's right, Dad. Wow.
So when a burden comes over you, no matter what it is, know that the grace of God in you is enough to overcome everything. Mm. We are more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
No matter what challenges come your way as a father, stay on the task and give God the glory. We must desire and ask God for that grace, that blessing and anointing for fatherhood in order to ensure success. We must never think that God does not care about the earthly needs of our family. 2 Corinthians 9:10-11.
Mm.
Now, he who supplies seed to the sower,
come on,
and bread for food, will supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving.
Sure.
God supplies seeds to the sower. But when you sow the seed, it is the same God who blesses it so that you can reap a hundredfold harvest. And you will have no place to put it.
Mm.
He also gives you food, bread for food. Jesus said, pray to the Heavenly Father. Give us our daily bread. So your daily bread can be provided by the Father. The seed for sowing is there to be provided by the Father. And the Bible says you will be enriched in every way. There is no way that any gap that will be there. Mm. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. Now, God promises us that he will enlarge our harvest.
Mm.
So that we can be truly generous on every occasion. Meaning that we can provide for our children, our relatives, and the broader needs of the church. The blessing of the Lord tends to bring abundance and wealth. And you and I have received all the blessing of God, all the blessing of God in Christ.
Mm.
Blessing has an effect. It is not neutral. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. Proverbs 19:14 says, houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord.
Right.
Can your children and your grandchildren know that? Can you also know that? Houses and wealth are inherited from parents. Or are we planning that our children must come out of our houses with big debts of student loans? Our children have to support us as parents rather than us supporting them and giving them a kickstart in life. But the Bible says houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but the prudent wife is from the Lord.
Wow.
Are you able and willing and to trust God and say, God, give me power to be a platform for the success of future generations? Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a wise and insightful wife is a gift from the Lord. Now, if you look at a last example for today, so that you can ask your questions, because I know you always have many questions. let us look at Job. Job 42:12-15. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, which means that's 2,000 oxen. In Abizodra, they were 2,000. 1,000 donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first daughter was named Jemima. The second, Keziah, and the third, Keren Hapu. Nowhere in all the land were found women as beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. Now, this is the point. A lot of us preach about the suffering of Job, but do we know what the final outcome of Job's life is? It's written here. Job did not die with sores in his body. When he died, he was living in wealth. He had beautiful daughters. He had sons, seven sons. He had a happy family. And the Bible says, I know the plans that I have for you. And these are plans to give you what? Hope in your final outcome, to give you success in the end. So your story does not end in disaster. It ends in victory. It ends in success. If you want to pray, you can also pray that, Father, I hear this part about Job and his suffering, but what about my final outcome? Can you give me also a final outcome that is positive as a father? Positive for my children, positive for my sons, positive for my daughters. It says here, he gave even his daughter an inheritance amongst their brothers. So he set them up. Can you then pray as a father and say, Lord, give me the power to be someone who is able to set them up for success?
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, Dada Siyabulela kakhulu. Yo, andana mandithini. My family, I'm sure everyone that has been listening this morning, Simvilo Thixo, just to give a quick, you know, run through, we are dealing specifically with the divine empowerment of God unto fatherhood this morning. Fathers are important because they are the foundation, Uchudat. Uthixo, he promises, all of the promises of God, I think ndiyibambe apho, Dada. They are yes and amen, and so fathers need not be afraid to trust in the Lord for their fatherhood and everything they need to be a father. When the Lord blesses, he blesses us generationally. We're looking at Obed Edom. Uthixo, he blesses us with substance so that we can fulfill our earthly needs, single dad. Here's a question, Dada, that I'd like to ask, that if we can maybe just answer that in a minute. So if we had to look at this problem that we now have holistically, where was the door opened? Because kukho apucango lavuleka khona in order for fathers to be stripped of their desire. And I don't know if fathers are stripped of their desire to be, but their ability or enablement to be fathers. Kuphi apho kwakonakala khona?
Just remember that as we are preaching this word, in South Africa specifically, the crisis of fatherhood is pronounced in two ethnic groups. The so-called colored community and the African community. The Indian community is probably the top group in terms of excellence in fatherhood, by the
right,
way.
Right.
And then followed by the white population.
Jewish, yeah.
Not just Jewish. So the probably the Muslims and the Indians and the Jews would probably be on par. And then followed by white in general, whether they are Christian or whatever they are, those white. And then the people who have the fatherhood crisis are the colored and the African. Where was the door opened? The door was opened because the country had a policy of disrupting families.
Wow, Dada.
The deprivation of earning opportunity, right? Because you must remember that a lot of the African culture, the father, Umnumzana, was actually a stay-home father because the home was the industry. So you didn't want to be away from your home because all your wealth was there. You didn't need to go anywhere to get wealth. All your wealth was there.
Tatam, ndicela senze kanje. We've literally got 30 seconds before we have to cross over to the next program. yabona this question bendingayazi manje bendiyibuza. The answer is what it is. I beg, can we please take a detour next week and deal specifically with the roots of fatherlessness? I think these statistics for me, they literally warrant its own time. Can we please do that, Dad?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Oh, Nkosi yam siyabulela kakhulu Tata Sivile this morning, and I really hope that fathers are encouraged. If we start on time, i.e. kota past 6 bazalwane, we'll be able to spend at least 10 minutes allowing for questions, because I baninzo tata bane questions. We also want to acknowledge this morning your prayer request, mama. There's a mom who's asking us to pray for her 41-year-old son who is battling cancer and has been her pillar of strength for 21 years since she lost her husband. We will stand with you in prayer, mama, and we love you so much, Dada. We appreciate you and your time. We'll check in with you next week, yeah?
Thank you. You're most welcome.
Blessings, Barcelona. That was Dr. Sandy Leswana. What a, like, I am, you should see my eyes are popping wide open. Wow, we're crossing over to church here on Radio Pulpit. That was your installment of Let's Praise Him, and we are back indeed next week, Sunday.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.